Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on?
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by Graham Allen for Congress.
Yeah.
I need every single person listening right now. We are in the final 3 weeks of the quarter, and we need the biggest fundraising quarter imaginable.
We have
an opportunity because we announced in the middle of the quarter. We have the opportunity to break every first-time challenger campaign record ever, but we need your help.
Yes.
This directly goes to whether or not we even have an opportunity to possibly get a Trump endorsement, super PAC endorsements, etc. So please go to Graham Allen SC, like South Carolina, GrahamAllenSC.com right now and donate. Everything helps. Everything matters. If you are able to donate, the max amount, which is $5,800, that would be great. But if you're only able to donate $25, that's fine.
It counts.
Guys, you're going to keep hearing it every single podcast. We are fighting to get to Congress, and we need your help. So go to GrahamAllenSC.com. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what is going on in the news. There are reports that both Joe Biden and the White House staff totally all forgot to post.
Yeah.
No, not Memorial Day, D-Day.
Oh, D-Day, yeah.
Yeah, D-Day, yeah. No. And so let me just look live while we're filming this stuff here.
I don't think you need a special day for a letter.
You know, you know the White House sucks when you type in white at White and Dana White pops up before the White House does. Nope. Here it is on the White House account. Nothing. Let's look at Joe Biden. Yeah. Okay. And Joe Biden, nothing. Okay. Yet again. So this has got to be,
intentional.
This has got to be the dumbest thing that has ever happened in the history of the world. All right, you've heard me talk about my future recently because I am thinking ahead and really concerned about the future of this country. With our skyrocketing debt, Democrats in power, and Joe Biden's spending plan, the future looks grim for the U.S. dollar, which is why I started diversifying with gold and silver. We recently partnered with Hartford Gold, and I recommend you check them out. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. The process is straightforward and honest, which is why they have an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. When you call Monday, they will give you up to $1,500 of free silver with your first order, so now is a great time to check them out. Call 866-530-7996 or text America to 65532. In a world full of fake news, fake social media, and fake money, invest in things that are real with real value. 866-530-7996 or text America to 65532. So on top of them being the worst administration, I found a really funny thing of Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head, CNN.
Oh, yeah.
Asking Jen Psaki what the media gets wrong. When covering the Biden administration.
Wow.
You want to talk about something that you never heard negative one time in regards to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But did
she have to think of an answer?
They sit here and he legitimately asked her what they get wrong in regards to that. So
everything.
I made a little funny, and I'm going to try to find
a little
really,
funny
really quick here. Okay, so here we go. So this was the question, and here's what we did.
Busy summer ahead, infrastructure, election reform. What does the press get wrong when covering Biden's agenda? When you watch the news, when you read the news, what do you think we get wrong?
Get a job at everything.
That's right.
Everything, everything. This everything.
Everything.
Gas, water, air, everything.
Mm-hmm. That was my little response.
I like it.
There. I thought that was pretty funny. What gall these people have?
Yeah.
What? Press House Secretary, White House Press Secretary, did I say Press White House Secretary? White House Press Secretary.
White Press Secretary.
White What can we do better to support you and Biden more?
You guys are just doing such a great job. How can we help you?
So great. How can we be a better asset?
Help me help you.
To you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Donald Trump two nights ago, people are calling this his first official like political comeback speech, which is interesting because he has spoken since then, but everybody's calling this like the first one. Laura Trump did decide not to run for Senate.
World bomb.
And I think Trump endorsed, what is his name? Ted Budd? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Budd. What a freaking name.
Ted Budd.
Ted. First of all, Ted is the whitest name ever. And then you got Budd.
Dude, right. I feel like he's a good guy.
He's
a good guy.
His middle name's Joe.
That's who Beau Hines is running for his old seat. But like I read up on Ted Budd, and it's like the most like American. It's like something that you see in like a Hollywood like political show, and it's like, oh, this is the Republican running like against him. And it's like the definition of every like classic, like good old boy. I'm a small bit like local businessman. Yeah. Like, dude, it's so
I just
funny.
Picture him holding like a shotgun or something too.
Is that accurate? So funny, yes.
I gotta be honest, man. Running for office in the short 3 weeks that we've been doing it. I don't know how people without social media accounts do it. I mean, I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, because I see people like Ted Budd. Ted Budd's got like 4,000 people that follow him.
Yeah.
Wow.
His son's got a killer mullet, too.
How you get the attention of the president in the first place, how you get, and because Senate races are a whole lot more expensive than congressional races.
Especially in North Carolina.
And it's just, I have a whole new respect for the grind that is campaign life.
Yeah.
And that's a gigantic thing that I will say that I was also one, I had no idea how much work it is. And I have a gigantic advantage that a lot of people don't. So good for him. I look forward to, getting to know him better.
Ted Budd, family man, small businessman, and liberal agenda.
And there's
crusher.
A picture of him with a shotgun.
With a shotgun, yeah. I mean, this is all American.
That's
everything.
Awesome. That's awesome. My campaign thought it best not to have all the photos of me with guns.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that Kennedy.
I look like a guy that has guns. You know, it kind of just like goes without saying.
Yeah.
That guy's got guns. And probably more than 10. Anyway, okay, all right. So this was something interesting that Trump said, and I wanted to play it, and I wanted us to dissect it and just see this here. So here we go.
For the tremendous support you've shown, we're going to take back the Senate,
take back
the House, we're going to take back the White House, and sooner than you think it's going to be.
All right, that part right there.
August.
Take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House, and sooner than you think.
Let's
go.
All right. So that, of course, has spurred a lot of conversations. That it has not been Trump. People are saying that Trump has been going around saying all this stuff. I don't know if I believe that. I think that there are people like your Mike Lindells and stuff.
Your producer Jigs.
And all these people that think that we're going to have a... First of all, I don't even know the constitutionality of that. Like, even if they're able to prove widespread voter fraud,
mm-hmm.
okay? Let's just we'll dive down that rabbit hole for a minute. Okay, let's just say Mike Lindell's got it.
That'd be so awesome.
And can we argue for 1 second that if Mike Lindell is the person that saves America, what a freaking story that would be. From doing whatever he had to do to get crack behind a gas station.
To saving the world.
To owning the most majestic pillow company of all time.
Dating the girl from 30 Rock.
Yeah, to potentially saving the world. And I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but I mean, if that were to be true, if we're living in the world of what ifs, you know, it's kind of like, who in real life would I like to be Batman if Batman was real?
Mike Lindell.
You know,
Mike Lindell is Batman. You know,
it's kind of like, but man, what if Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, you know, I'm interrupting my own commercial to tell you about
45% off.
It's like the New Day USA people come out and they're like the Mossad or something.
All right. While many body armor companies rely on paid Instagram influencers to test their armor, Spartan Armor Systems uses an independent National Institute of Justice certified laboratory to scientifically verify the ballistic performance of their armor. Look, guys, I have one of these in the back of my truck right now. In today's society, why not be prepared? It fits in the back of the car, in the truck. If you need it, you got it. If the zombies take over in the apocalypse, you are prepared. So go to SpartanArmorSystems.com to get the highest quality American-made body armor and save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. Protect what's yours with the best quality armor in America. SpartanArmorSystems.com. SpartanArmorSystems.com. Offer code GRAHAM. Now, I will say what a total baller move is on Mike Lindell's part. We'll get back to the Trump thing. Is Dominion sued him for $1 billion.
Yeah.
So Mike Lindell, what does Mike Lindell do? Mike Lindell turns right back around and countersues for $2 billion. It's like, I'll see your billion.
For a limited time, I'll sue you for $2 billion.
I'll raise you another two.
It's like the WWE just kind of pittered out and then slowly eked into politics.
Dude, telling you.
What I like about it is, like, whenever this all first started happening, the investigations and everything, we started to have the conversation of, well, even if they stole it, it might be better for our democracy to just let them ride out the next 4 years, right? But man, if this does come out and it's proven in Georgia and proven in Michigan and basically proving the fact that Trump won, I don't know, man. That's tough because I feel like we should do what's right. And what's right is doing what the American people wanted, what we voted for, our only, you know, freedom that really
we had
matters.
A very good conversation, literally, just me and Zach the other day, and you guys missed it.
Yeah.
So I'll bring it in to this conversation here. Okay. So let's just say, and we're going to go back and forth a couple times here, get rid of the conspiracy thing or the if they stole it or whatever for a second. Let's just say it's legitimate. Okay.
That he lost?
No. Yeah. That he lost. Let's just say it's legitimate. Mm. In today's society, you have not Democrats and Republicans like you used to have back in the day. In fact, a lot of people have argued that we're more divided now than we were in the Civil War.
Yeah.
The Civil War, as far as the diversity of what we're divided on.
Right.
Okay. The Civil War was really two things.
Yeah. States' rights.
Trade on the Mississippi.
Yeah. Slavery, cotton gin. Let's just dumb it down to its most basic point. Okay. Today, even 30 years ago, Democrats and Republicans might differ on the difference between a 15% tax increase to a 25% tax increase. Mm-hmm. That would, you know, there's compromise there. Like you can, okay, we'll go 19. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Today, you fundamentally have, we legitimately know beyond a shadow of a doubt, 75 million people that want America to go one way. And then they claim 83 million people that want America to go the other way. And then the other, you know, the other 200 million people just don't give a crap, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, what is actually the more American thing to do? Is the more American thing for one side to win and then force the other side to do it their way? Or is actually the more American thing to do to just call it what it is and get a divorce, and you run the country the way you see it, and we'll run ours the way we see it.
Yeah.
And we agree to help each other in war.
Well, part of it is like the defund the police thing. Like, I've changed my perspective on that and want nothing more than them to defund the police now. Because
please clarify, my God.
I shut down. I said because what's going to happen is they're going to see the error of their ways, and the only way to learn from things is to suffer from your mistake that you made.
Yeah, so, you gotta touch the stove.
Yeah, touch the stove, exactly. Let kids touch hot stoves. So
let your children touch hot things.
So with Biden, it's like
part of me
wants to ride this out and see how bad it gets. So some Democrats are like, hey, you remember how bad it was with Trump when gas was $2 and yada yada? And he was mean tweeting, you know, so part of me wants to let it ride out and see how bad it gets.
Well, again, the really, really deep question there is, and this is going to lead us back into the conspiracy that's going around or the rumors that are going around right now. If you legitimately have a country that is that divided, I mean, literally one side wants us to move to a more socialism state. The other side wants to go more back towards the way it used to be, further and further back, you know, state rights, get the crap out of big government, get out of here. What is in fact the more American thing to do? And it's a very good question. What's the more American thing to do? Is the more American thing to do for one side to win and then force the other side to do it the way that they see it's supposed to be done?
I mean, technically, majority rules.
Well, I mean, but that was back when we differed on tax rates and we differed on, a lot of it had to do with money.
Well, even guns.
most arguments we had to do with money.
Isolationism, non-isolationism.
But the Clinton party of the 90s is center right now. Like, that shows how far the left is going.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So, to be honest, if I'm being completely blunt, I think it's conservative versus Canada 2.0.
I
think it's real Americans versus Canada 2.0. Right? So
via China.
So how do you actually compromise with Canada 2.0 and still be a country? See what I'm saying?
Like, you can't.
Well, but that's the only question I'm trying to raise.
I think the problem that causes that is social media and mainstream media. You know, because we are more brainwashable now than ever.
Like at the Braves game yesterday. Like
here we go.
Dude, no, I swear it was one of those like little epiphany things I had when I was in the park. And
butterfly.
I told y'all about it like a few weeks ago. I told y'all like at the Braves game, I walk in and there's just thousands of people, regardless of race, whatever. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. Nobody gave a crap. It was like America. And people are shaking hands. Black dude sings God Bless America. Chill bumps. Everybody.
Chill bumps.
Standing ovation. Standing ovation. People clapping. Going berserk.
Chill bumps. Fireworks.
Boom, boom, boom. I was like, what? This is not what I've been reading on social media. I thought we all hate. I thought those players were kneeling. I thought this was happening. Like, I was like, this is the reality is we're not programmed. We've been told to think.
Right.
So, all right. Yes, I agree.
I was high-fiving with a dude that did not speak a lick of English, like a Hispanic dude who was just lit to see someone play, and he was high-fiving.
Speaking freedom.
I was just, boom, right there. I was like, melting pot, boom, right there.
So, if... Going back to the rumors that are going around. And they even asked Laura, they asked Laura Trump about this on Fox.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, hey, a lot of people are talking about August. And she said straight up, she's like, I have no idea what these people were talking about.
Yeah. I have no idea.
No. She was like, I feel like I would know if something was going on. And so... Here's the thing. All right, so go down the rabbit hole. If they prove widespread voter fraud and Biden's an illegitimate president, da 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 da. What does the Constitution actually do about that? Now, that's the real question to go down. What's the Constitution say in regards to a stolen election?
I don't know if they plan for that.
Does it revert back to Trump? Or does it go to
Pelosi?
Pelosi, because Pelosi was in office before. Yeah. So that's my question. So what's the actual constitutional? If they see, because I think a lot of people automatically assume that if they prove voter fraud, then Trump would just automatically be put back in the White House. I'm not necessarily sure. And please, Graham at DearAmericanMedia.com, because I'm telling you, I don't know, right? Which Candace Owens made a very good monologue, and she said, you know, if you don't know something, just say you don't know.
Right.
And so I don't know what the Constitution says if someone legitimately steals an election.
Yeah.
I would just by default think that it can't just immediately go back to Trump, that it would have to go through the courts, probably the House and the Senate, and the power would revert to the Speaker, because the Speaker was, in fact, in office during that time frame. Like that's what I would think constitutionally, which then puts you in a really bad predicament because the House has got the majority, and then it's a dead tie in the Senate.
Yeah.
And then the tiebreaker in the Senate is the vice president, but then there's not a vice president. So Pelosi, I don't know. Like that's what I mean. Like, you want to talk about, I don't think it would be as easy as everybody thinks it would be if they proved widespread voter fraud.
Yeah, I don't think it would go to Pelosi if they proved election fraud.
It's not like they're running to Mar-a-Lago and being like, all right, we're swearing you in again. Like, it's not, it wouldn't be like that.
I think that if they proved it, I think that it would go towards more of the destruction of America than it would anything else.
That's what January 6th was.
If they prove it, it's going to be it's going to be like people that Trump supporters, a lot of them are probably going to go crazy.
I mean, that's why a lot of the people on January 6th who believed it, especially, what if we prove it now and prove that outside foreign entities interfered with our election and stole it from us? Like, what is there to do after that besides, you know, go to D.C. and, you know, and it's a sticky situation, and it's, you know, we don't support violence, but if they take our rights away, you know, at what point do we start to, you know, push back, fight back?
Yeah, I agree. All right. So I don't know what you're planning on doing this summer. My summer is pretty jam packed. We're traveling all over the country. Literally in the next 2 weeks, I'll be in Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Charleston, Charlotte, just to name a few. So whether it's for work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Raycons are awesome earbuds. I love them to death. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Graham. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and it's such a good deal, you'll want to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Graham, buyraycon.com/Graham. Moving on, let's talk about coronavirus. Let's talk about China. I want to say even the New York Post posted yesterday, it was like, just it said utterly damaging reports coming in that COVID-19 was man-made.
What conspiracy theorists?
And so here's my thing. All right, so it came from China.
I did say this.
All right. And I was, even if it was an accident and it came from China, China like owed a lot of money, a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. You can't just accidentally kill 3.7 million people and just be like, oh, our bad, guys. Sorry about that. But then it was actually manufactured in a laboratory. Here's the thing that's crazy to me is, one, this should be like the ultimate priority. We should be speaking about absolutely nothing else.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, nothing. We should be talking about nothing else but this. Because if this is true, shouldn't the entire world turn every cannon they have at China.
And camera.
Yeah. Literally at, no, screw a
cannon
camera.
And
camera.
I'm talking, like,
shouldn't all of our nuclear warheads be pointed directly at China?
Right.
And just be like,
give us all the money you have.
Yeah, give us everything you have. We're going to sanction you like Germany after World War One. Your entire country is going to be impoverished for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for thinking something like that?
I mean, I want to go back to one of the first episodes because this information was out long ago, you know, and it was conspiracy theories and all that. But yeah, I think Fauci not only should be fired, I don't know if I can say it on air, but he should be put on, I can't say
trial.
It. Trial. There you go. He should be put on trial as well as, you know, China, Xi Jinping and all them. Yeah, but the information has been out for a long time.
I just don't. To me, it doesn't make much sense. First of all, every single person that got COVID and every single person's family members that lost family members of COVID should get like $1 million from China.
Right.
Yeah, every single one. Plus. I will gladly take $1 million out of everyone. Out of everyone in this office, I'm the only one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get coughed on right quick.
I want $1 million per family member. So that's a smooth $5 million for my family. And, you know, unto you, I say, America, you deserve the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much? Okay. We are, as of 2020 in July, we are $1.1 trillion in debt to China. So is that,
give us a trillion.
What if we did a switcheroo there?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's enough.
For sure.
No, it's not enough.
I mean, it's the biggest scam in maybe the history of the world. You know, kill a couple million people and get away with it. I think it was like a test to see how we reacted to something like this. And if we just, meh, that sucks, and move on, then they will do it again. There'll be another pandemic.
But it's not even a scam. Like, if we're supposed to follow the science, and scientists are saying there's no way this was an evolutionary-type virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where is the scam? It's like they...
The cover-up.
They thunder-slapped us right in front of our mom, and mom's just looking like... It's like daddy hit mom at the dinner table. We're all trying to eat still.
The scam,
like,
the scam
didn't happen.
The scam is the cover-up and the media playing into it. And
it's cowardice is what it
because
is.
Because American tax dollars created the coronavirus. We literally created it in North Carolina when Obama was president. It was too dangerous, so we sent it and $11 million to Wuhan to continue our gain-of-function testing. So U.S. taxpayers' dollars paid for the coronavirus, and then they accidentally leaked it, killing millions.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's so absurd that China... Well, it's not absurd. China just looked at America and said, okay, well, listen, these people are afraid of everything, basically. Now.
Yeah.
Like, they're
controllable.
Okay, they're soft as crap. They're not the America that they used to be. And they're like, all right, well, let's just see what happens here.
Now's the time.
Because, and a blatant reason for it is, like, look at China, like, 3 months after their little, like, their big epidemic. Like, China was straight, like, literally right after.
Yeah. And you remember all those videos of people just passing out in the street? That doesn't happen with coronavirus.
Oh,
so all the videos were just people dying right there, standing up and just falling.
I remember seeing somebody with like a 5 gallon bucket on their head because they couldn't afford a mask. And I was like, oh, dang, this is scary.
And the other day, you know, China comes out and threatens the U.S. and says that they're getting their nuclear arms program ready now that Biden threatened a probe. That's all BS. They're just posturing. You know, they know they're not going to war with anybody.
They're beefing up because Americans don't have any trust in Joe Biden. They're like, right. Oh, shoot.
And it makes people back down. Okay, maybe we shouldn't mess with China.
China. I think that they should pay for all the PPP stuff.
Yep.
And I think every American affected, I think everybody in the world.
Yeah.
$1 million. Everybody that got it, every family member who lost a loved one, $1 million. Trump said $10 trillion. I don't know if that equals $10 trillion when you do it or whatever. You know,
every person that lost life in America or in the world.
Man, China came so close to being a superpower, but
what's 3.7 million times a million? What is that?
$3 trillion. No, 300
37 billion. I don't know. I suck at math. Just what's 3.7 million?
So do I.
What's 3.7 million times a billion? Hold on. Siri, what's 3.7 million times a million?
A million or a billion?
370 trillion. Counting zeros.
I got 3.7
billion.
No way.
I got 3.7 E plus 15.
Yeah, well, it's like Siri did it. Hold on, watch.
3,000 trillion.
Siri, what is 3.7 million times a million?
It's not even a number.
3.7 trillion.
She was made in China.
Okay, so it is 3.7
Siri
trillion.
Siri was made in China.
So you got $6.3 trillion left over. That's good enough for the rest of the people that were infected. If you were infected, you get at least 250,000 per infection.
That's a compromise source.
Seems fair.
Your source is compromised.
I think that sounds right.
Lowballing you.
3.7 million times a million, 3.7 trillion. That sounds right.
She's lowballing you. she's blowing it.
Anyway.
China's time has come.
All right. Fun things to talk about super quick.
Oh, I got a great one.
Okay.
I got a great one.
All right. Well, you go.
Okay. The White House posted this. Somebody said, go to the White House Instagram page and scroll through the comments. You will not be disappointed. So I went through the White House Instagram post. Social media press briefing with Jen Psaki. What happens when Jen Psaki and internet stars get together? We'll find out tomorrow. Join the first ever social media briefing tomorrow. Tune in as Jen answers questions about the job, economy, and more.
Nice.
With the Scott twins, Home Edit, the dad, Hannah Bronfron, some dude wearing makeup, Chris Elliott,
some dude wearing
the Curly
makeup.
V Show, and Amelia Zilber.
Why weren't we invited?
Wow.
That's the second time I've been snubbed from the social media summit.
Wow. They used to say Trump was a reality TV show. Listen, right. I mean, that sounds like that. The description is like a Bachelor episode.
Well, Joe Biden got advice from Cardi B.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I want more money.
I
understand. Money's good.
How do I not get more taxes on my money?
I used to give kids at the pool a nickel.
All right.
Rub my legs.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Other random things to talk about before this episode is over. Dear God. All right. Is this it? Oh, okay. Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner. She played, what was her name? The redheaded one.
Oh, yeah. That married the awesome.
Yeah, the sissy
blonde.
One through the whole freaking, whole thing.
She was a snow.
Yes, right? She was a snow. She was a Stark.
Oh, she was a Stark, you're right.
She was a Stark. Anyway, she goes, time isn't straight and neither am I.
Oh.
I have so many questions.
Time isn't straight. Someone has baked.
I'm pretty sure that time is just about as straight as it is. If I may.
This way.
Time is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Time is going.
Except for when you're having fun and then it goes super fast.
But it's still going forward. Yeah. It's still going one
actually,
way.
Graham, a clock is a circle usually. So
it's fluid.
But time is not. Time is straight. Time is always moving in one direction.
Clockwise?
She
could have just rewrote it and said,
you
I'm
would
gay.
Be the only one to hear what she said and think about an actual face of a clock. Us real sane people over here are going, no, time only runs one way. People only get older. You don't get younger. There's only one direction time goes.
Listen, I watched Interstellar last night. So
Interstellar's a great movie.
Scholar on
God,
time.
It's a great
again.
Alyssa is a Christopher Nolan hater.
Oh,
she
be gone. Be
she,
gone.
She doesn't get down with the Christopher Nolan movies. And I loved Interstellar. I thought it was
That's one of the best movies.
Fantastic, fantastic film. Okay, so I thought that was weird. And then there's one really funny one.
Aaron from The Office is a KKK member.
Yes.
Oh, I heard about that.
Hear that?
Yeah, heard about that. Kamala Harris's first trip.
Love this. Yeah. This was electric.
The first time she's supposed to go do anything, There is a technical issue that was not life-threatening, it says. No, that's what it says.
No, I'm just saying I don't believe
there's no one. Wi-Fi on this plane.
Okay. It was a trip to Guatemala, all right?
Probably to a resort.
She thought for vacation.
She turned around 25 minutes after it had taken off. So just for people who have flown, and I hate flying, but I've flown a lot.
Yep.
The time it takes you to get up to the altitude is about 25 minutes. Yeah. So you didn't even make it all the way up to like the altitude. And you're like, nah, we're going to turn around and come right back. And they said that it was an issue. Hang on. Let me see if it actually tells. Gets off to a bumpy start. Blah, 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 blah. Air Force 2 landed safely. Technical issue, and said there were no major safety concerns.
She said she said a prayer.
I'm good. Harris told reporters after getting off the plane. Well, no, duh, you moron.
You were dead.
You just walked off the plane. Of course you're good. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
This is the Becky. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
This chick made it.
I guarantee
25 minutes in the air.
I guarantee you.
So she just didn't go to Guatemala?
Yeah.
No, she's there today.
Correct.
She just touched
down. Oh, she just touched down today. Either way, I just think that it was absolutely hilarious that the first thing this chick tries to do.
So funny.
They have to trick her to go to the border.
It's absolutely just destroyed.
Couldn't have been a better person.
And then last but not least, let me find
the New York Times front page. Kamala Harris cannot win.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We're just not. Yeah. We're being too hard on her. That's what it is.
All right. Let's see here. Where is it at?
You're not the first lady, by the way. You're the vice president.
Well, yes.
Lord knows that.
All right. Here we go.
Pretty sure freaking Melania.
So this is one that I have just so many questions about. And this is how we're going to end this episode. All right. Are you ready? Just open your ear holes for what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
A Texas woman was arrested after spending an entire day at middle school posing as her 13-year-old daughter and documenting her experience online as administrators and most teachers failed to notice.
That is awesome.
This chick.
That's a young mama.
Posed as her 13-year-old and just went to school for a day. and just hung out and documented it, like recorded.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing.
And no kid said anything about it?
Let's see. Texas woman to prove point on school shootings is what it was. So
yo, Becky's mom is in algebra. What's going on?
Yeah, Becky's mom is in algebra. Why
she's
is she
hot? I don't
anyway,
care.
Her point was to show, I guess, how much people aren't paying attention.
Okay.
And therefore, school shooters just come up in there, which I got to agree.
Fair enough.
How big are these classrooms
right.
that you don't notice that there is an adult person?
A new person in class.
In class.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how she did it?
What?
She wore like an extra COVID mask. Like she wore a mask and like wore hoodie and backpack.
I thought no one noticed. I thought that there was.
That's
no
totally
more,
believable.
But there was no more mask in Texas.
Well, I guess
that was just his theory.
That's how I read it. It was like she was wearing
optional.
A hoodie, backpack, and a mask.
You see there?
And dressed as a teen.
You see there?
And walked right in.
Dangerous. Well, then you know what? I take back what I was going to say. Bravo to this lady for proving that masks are stupid.
And dangerous.
And dangerous. Mm-hmm. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
You go do something stupid, totally redeem yourself.
Totally redeem yourself.
She said, I don't think it should have ever gotten this far. I'm telling you right now, we need better security in our schools, and this is what I tried to prove.
Hey, how about throwing this a cop
about,
in there?
This is about our children and the safety of our children. That's all I'm trying to do is prevent another mass shooting. She posted bond for $7,900.
Prevent. Yeah, you're going to prevent a mass shooting. Okay.
Anyway. All right, so that's it. That's all I got today. I don't have anything
else.
Fun episode. Go to GrahamAllenSC.com.
Yes.
We need all the help that we can get. We got 2.5 weeks, roughly. Well, no. What's the date? We got about 3 weeks. 3 weeks left in this quarter to pull
Clock's
the biggest
ticking.
Number that we can. So make sure that you go to GrahamAllenSC.com and support us today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of the Dear America Podcast, and we'll see you all again next time.
See ya. Peace.